They're ignorant. That's ignorant.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can't use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they need the color after it.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their bloodstains.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mom.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
So, Dana, we're back, and we,
I got blown my nose.
Awesome. We went up to your parents for Easter, and we watched a few things. We watched the legendary Best of the Best, remember?
Oh, yeah, we did.
With that Sonny Landham and Philip Rhee and Eric Roberts.
And young Eric Roberts, before he looked. I mean, I don't mean to be insulting to Eric Roberts, but I don't think he's ever going to hear this, but Eric Roberts looks like an old woman now.
But anyway, you got to see how awesome it was. I thought it was awesome.
I mean, yeah.
Still awesome.
Yeah. I bet it's another movie my dad has seen back when it came out, I'm sure.
But we watched that.
And I actually got to see Sonny Landham
and
Philip Rhee in action.
Yeah. Philip Rhee's my brother. I'm not sure if you made it all the way through, but I watched Up from the Depths. It was part of that Roger Corman.
I think I went out of it.
I can't remember if it was just a big fish or what the hell was killing those people, but
it looked like a great big gigantic piranha.
Yeah, it was kind of a goofy movie.
It was Roger Corman produced, right?
Yeah, and Timothy Bottoms was in it, and he's been in a few movies.
Yeah.
And it was like a resort, and people were getting eaten.
It sort of reminded
or
me
killed.
Of, it was a like almost like a Jaws rip.
Well, yeah.
Only Jaws was a much better movie, of course. But
well,
Steven Spielberg doing it and had all this Universal money. So
I mean, it was definitely a rip off. The other movie on there I tried to watch was called Demon of Paradise or something, but I didn't make it through that one.
Did I try to watch that?
Nah,
movie?
You were out.
Okay.
So, as you can hear in the background,
it's the soundtrack to what movie, Steve?
Well, it's the menu for Gone with the Pope. We just watched Duke Mitchell.
It's a Duke Mitchell extravaganza.
Joint.
Yeah.
And it's a very... It had a similar feel to that mafia, or that Massacre Mafia style,
yeah.
Where it's just...
But I haven't seen that, so...
Well, it's disjointed, but...
But, yeah, but then they pretty much just have to take...
Well, no, they act like they filmed them... He filmed this movie But they never got around to editing it. So
and then he dies, so.
Right, so I don't know about the ending part, which we won't even talk about, but.
But it's confusing.
Well, a little bit, but. Duke Mitchell gets out of prison, and then so I guess some people say, hey, you want to make some money, $100,000? We need these seven people killed.
So he gets with this Giorgio Moselli guy that looks like Paul Nashy.
Yeah.
Or I think he looks like Paul Nashy.
And he's pretty funny, too. So they end up killing these people, and then for some reason he ends up getting a boat and going on the cruise with his friends and then
with buddies from prison.
Then they decide to kidnap the Pope
and get money from every Catholic.
But yeah, I mean, spoiler, that part of it's kind of like, I guess that's not. I mean, that's just one part of the movie.
It's not like that's different.
The main part of the movie. I guess it takes up a little bit of most of the movie's plot, but it's just like the second act in a third act kind of movie.
But to be honest, I was under the impression that this movie was some heavy duty lost film, that one of those you have to see this movie things, you know, based on what I'd heard people say, or people were so thrilled to have been able to go places.
I guess because some of it's a little outrageous, especially with the overweight lady a few other things. But the extras, we just kind of skimmed through them a little bit. It's interesting to see this movie and what they did to clean it up. I mean, it's quite a...
They cleaned it up quite a bit.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. But... Yeah, I mean, HD on this is, I would say, pretty damn good. It's, you know, as far as the detail, pores, you can see people's pores. And
I don't want people
to think... It makes it even grosser to see pores.
I don't want anybody to think I think this is a horrible movie. It's not a horrible movie. It's just like kind of like Steve said, it's disjointed. And I guess, for me, I went into the hype too much. There was a little bit of hype behind this movie, at least.
Oh yeah, I mean,
star inner circle there was.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the hype maybe. I was expecting a little bit more over the top stuff, and you know, I don't know, but it's interesting. It's definitely a cult kind of movie if you want to, but.
Was it worth your money, Steve?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to lie and say that I was blown away, but it wasn't too bad.
No.
It's kind of middle of the road, so I'll probably revisit it later down the road. I definitely say that the Mafia Massacre style had a lot more action in it, but again, it's the same kind of disjointed story, and it was like, oh my God, it was all this Italian shit, man. It was crazy.
Italian culture.
Oh, and you know, my mommy, and all this oh my God. But anyway, it was entertaining to a degree. So that was about all I got to say about that.
Okay, Forrest Gump.
And
there was what, Steve? There was slots and what?
Oh, they went to a strip club or a topless bar in Las Vegas, and they had slots and sluts.
That's what Steve said.
Oh! So, I would say if you're into these type of movies, it's probably a good thing.
But don't expect, you know, The Godfather or Scarface or something like that.
You just expect an interesting movie from this Duke Mitchell. He
and there was one song, the Jackknife song, I liked. And
I mean, I'm sure that the music, some of the music is his. You know, he was a singer and stuff like that. So, you know, maybe there will be a soundtrack out from Grindhouse or whatever the heck, whatever the kind of labels they have. So.
They can get the rights to all the music.
So,
which I don't know if it would be very hard.
They got the movie, so yeah. They might. Another movie that I watched, I don't think Dana watched it, was the cinematic Titanic. Had a movie I bought and had never even watched. It was
Steve forgot he had it. Probably.
Well, it was Danger on Tiki Island, which was really one of the Blood Island movies, which, and it was pretty funny. It was live, so they had the audience laughing and going on, and that always seems to make the movies better to me.
Well, even an awful movie.
Yeah. So that was fun. That, if you want to pick that one up, I would highly suggest that one, because there's a lot of funny stuff in that. I think we might go ahead and try to watch the new Riff Track release. What do you think, Dana?
If Steve can stay away.
All right, we'll see if we can do that. We'll be back after this.
Bye.
Listen to this. People of the United States, judges, cops, all the law, I got something for you. Take this and stick it up in your mother's twat.
Last time we forgot one movie that we did watch together at your mom's was Contamination.
Oh, yeah. How'd I forget that?
I did, too. And I thought I'd seen it before, but I've only seen the first half an hour or something.
Yeah.
It was on the El Rey Network a little while ago, last week or two.
Oh.
So, El Rey is a bitchin'. If you want
if Steve says it's a bitchin', it must be.
Right now, they're showing, like, a 24-hour thing of fucking haircuts reality show. So, I was like...
Oh, that barber thing?
Yeah, that sucks. But...
I didn't know you tried watching it.
But we watched... but they show a lot... They do all kinds of kung fu movies, and they showed New York Ripper, which God knows what that looked like when they cut it. But, I mean, they say they don't...
didn't watch it.
They say they don't cut him after 9 o'clock, but I don't know.
That's
but,
when the kiddies are supposed to be in bed.
I'm sure they...
They ain't supposed to be watching New York Ripper, anyway.
But, Steve
does excellent
job. Not anymore. I'm probably at practice. But Contamination, they got this ship that's coming into New York, and then no one's on board, and they find these green eggy things in there.
It's sort of like an alien ripoff.
Yeah. And then, I think it was called, like, Alien on Earth or something at one point, but there's another movie called Alien 2... on Earth, which it's about in caves and shit.
And who did this movie? The guy.
Berto Lindsay?
Luzio Cousy
or something?
Yeah, the guy that does the Dario Argento.
Yeah, Luzio Cousy, he did this. I mean, like I say, I don't understand these egg things. If you're close to them and if you get any of this crap on you, your heart blows up, or your guts mm-hmm. blow up. If these things blow up, they blow up on you. And
they make some kind of noise that sounds like a woman sighing or something.
They blow up and they get their juices on you, then you blow up, your insides blow up. But mm-hmm. other than that, I have no clue. And then there's a bunch of other stuff. Ian McKellen is like a astronaut who saw these eggs on Mars, and it gets kind
of... I got a question. What happened to Ian McKellen? I mean, what happened to him between, like, Zombie and this movie? Because he was better looking on Zombie.
Well, this was later. I don't know, Dana.
He was supposed to be pissed off at the beginning of it because he was getting interrogated. But,
yeah.
I mean, he went through most of the movie like he was pissed off. So.
Probably his paycheck. But
maybe.
Anyway, I didn't make it through the riff tracks. You didn't watch no more of it, did you?
I kind of did, but I took... I'm still getting over a cold, and so I took some cold medicine, and I was kind of out.
So, me and Dana's going to watch... Grindhouse, both movies.
We are.
And, you know, I saw this movie opening weekend. It was a good Friday afternoon. Got off the work early and... went to the theater and had one of the best times I've ever had.
And Steve was like, I didn't get to see it at the theater. But one of the best times I had was actually watching Death Proof with Steve early in our dating.
Yeah, there's a commentary that we did. It was pretty fun. Yeah. And we made we went to Texas and visited the Texas Chili Bar.
Remember what we found out when we said this before was, evidently only the outside was what was actually, the inside was not.
Well, and part of the outside, because you remember they're sitting on the outside porch.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't exist.
No.
And it's and in the movie, it almost seems like that the Chili Bar is out somewhere.
Out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. But it's not.
No, it's right in the middle of, it's on a strip area, so. Guero's doesn't look like in the movies either, but it was pretty good food, and we had margaritas or some kind of drinks.
Yeah.
But we're also going to do a commentary for not Death Proof, but Planet Terror.
Because we haven't done a commentary for it.
So we've met a couple people from Death Proof. We met Zoe Bell and Jordan Ladd.
Yeah.
So
I met Zoe Bell also. I didn't really go up to Jordan Ladd. I think I took your picture with
you. Yeah. But, yeah. I wish we could meet a few more people, like Sydney Poitier, Jungle Julia.
Well, I mean, no offense to her, but I don't know if
I have to kiss on her feet. Oh, no.
No. I don't think you have a foot fetish like Tarantino does.
Or Kurt Russell.
Steve wants to meet, what's your...
Vanessa?
Yeah, Butterfly.
But, yeah. But, anyway... We're going to do a commentary, and we'll come back and hopefully talk about both movies again. Maybe we see some stuff that we haven't seen before, but I don't know.
We might.
All right. Bye.
It's hillbilly hookers and hot-headed truckers coming your way in Redneck County, where the sheriff is meaner than a junkyard dog.
Boy, when I get my hands on your... I'm going to put it under the jail.
White lightning, wild women, and a couple of good old boys who got a plan to stick it to the man. They're boozing, brawling, and blasting their way across Redneck County with Alex Karras as Smokey. Redneck County, rated PG. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet.
So, Dan and Lynn, we're watching, we're finishing up Death Proof of the Grindhouse movies.
Yeah.
So, Planet Terror, did you see anything or think of anything differently?
I forgot how bloody it was.
Yeah, I mean, we did a commentary for it, so check it out. You probably check that out, because that's going to be it's probably the previous to this show. But, yeah, it's hard to think if that was all squibs or just a little CG. Look good if it was CG.
Yeah.
But, watching Death Proof again, which we hadn't seen in a long time. And still really enjoy it. Daniel likes the Tennessee chicks more than the Austin chicks.
I do.
But I fucking love Austin. And I think we're planning on going for a honeymoon there again. So I did check, and the Ritz is still playing Weird Wednesday and Terror Tuesdays. Right. So.
What do you think of that gray color? We're trying to find a Jasmine shirt.
Yeah, we look at t-shirts for
that's
there.
That's the women's tees.
That's not too bad. Gray's pretty good, or white. White or gray would be probably the...
Well, what about that color?
That's nice, too.
Or they have a red.
That'd be nice. Either one of those.
I like the red.
I like the... You take booze and spit it all over a fucking wound. And I finally learned what J&B from all the Jell-O movies is like Scotch whiskey.
That's Scotch whiskey?
Yes. God knows what that tastes like. Don't tell Dana, but I tasted her Fireball whiskey.
When?
When you were in the restroom.
Did you really?
It's a sip.
What was your,
It tastes like Fireball.
Tastes like cinnamon candy.
Yeah.
If you like cinnamon, you probably like
the
drinks and stuff.
Yeah. So, we still love the Death Proof.
Yes, sir.
So.
Oh.
And we're still going on. We haven't ended it yet.
But what I can't understand is why these t-shirt companies don't have it in the pink. Like,
I've seen the pink before, the Jasmine or whatever t-shirt.
There's a company called Red Bubble.
Well, it's just like a cafe press shit.
Yeah.
I mean, they fucked up that fucking Challenger. I think we talked about how much this movie, in the commentary, that is, talked about how much the movie kind of jump-started a bunch of releases on home video of, you know, your atypical grindhouse drive-in movies. BCI released a ton of grindhouse double features until, like, fucking Weinstein's.
Yeah.
Like saying, hey, we own the word grindhouse.
Hey,
it's a boat, dude. Listen. It's a motherfucking, they hit a fucking boat.
You can get one that says Great Vengeance and Furious Anger.
That's what I'm saying. Them motherfucking cows. But, you know, there's some great ass movies out there, Bulls. If you haven't seen, like, The Fucking Teacher, that is a fucking bomb ass movie. A lot of this shit's out of print, I know. But try to find The Teacher. It's a double feature of The Teacher and The Pickup or something like that. Teacher is one of the cool little grindhouse movies. Bonnie's Kids is fucking cool. Well, I mean, there's a Blu-ray coming up of Bonnie's Kids and The Centerfold Killer, or Centerfold Girls, I believe. That is a bomb-ass double feature. You should definitely get that, just for Bonnie's Kids alone. Centerfold Killers has got Tiffany Bowen in it as well, but it's a pretty good
kind
of movie.
You know what else Tiffany Bowen in?
Your mama.
No, Kingdom of the Spiders.
Kingdom of the Spiders, Balls. So we'll be back after this.
You sweat, but you don't dare move. You want to scream, but you can't. Terror grips every nerve in your body. And your heart is beating so fast, it feels like your eardrums are going to burst. You swallow hard, and you realize there is nothing you can do but wait and squirm. Now American International Pictures presents Squirm, the ultimate horror. Millions of writhing, seething creatures oozing out of the mire, shot into a frenzy by 100,000 volts of electricity, driven by an uncontrollable urge to feed on human flesh. Squirm. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
It's all right. We're doing that right now.
We is.
Oh. Well, I was talking about Waverly Hills. Steve and I are planning on... Planning an excursion to Waverly Hills soon in the next few months.
So we did our commentary for Planet Terror.
Yeah, which will be available when?
It's already out.
It's already out.
This show is going to be after because it takes us a while to record a show.
And we've been sick. So.
Yeah. We watched the Grindhouse Experience, basically, and...
It was fun because we've already done a commentary for Death Proof back when we were dating. And so Steve thought it'd be cool to do one for Planet Terror, and I did too. So.
Did you watch The Teacher that we watched afterwards?
Yeah, well, I paid attention to most of it. And then Steve was out of it after, The Pickup. That was a dumb movie, though. I thought The Teacher was slightly better than The Pickup.
Yeah.
Which I figured out, I've got both of those on that.
Yes, I do too.
Cult classics or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I had them all on there, so.
Which I don't think I'd ever need to see The Pickup ever again in my life.
But we got a few movies over the weekend, or the week.
Yeah.
I bought some movies off Arrow. They had a sale, and
Steve got me a surprise.
I got Dana the Burbs steelbook.
Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And it has, I've got to go back and watch the rest of it, but I will say it does have a feature-length documentary on the Burbs. I didn't know that, you know, there was, I mean, the Burbs is a fun movie, but I didn't know there was that much information they could do a feature-length documentary on. But they talked to Joe Dante and Wendy Shaw and Corey Feldman. But they didn't talk to Tom Hanks. They didn't talk to Carrie Fisher.
Well, I'm pretty sure they didn't want to.
And Bruce Dern and people like that. But I was surprised they got, well, I don't know. Corey Feldman's not doing anything right now, I guess.
I got a movie pin, which I...
I've had on DVD for a long time, but I haven't watched it in a while.
And then one of the things that I wanted to get, Nay wants up there.
Come here, Lynette.
I want Theater of Blood Steelbook Blu-ray.
Vincent Price.
Yeah, and the Steelbook looks cool, and I was like, eh. So I got the urge to waste a bunch of money. And then not to mention the about $40 I gave for the Blood and Black Lace steelbook.
You haven't got it yet.
No, I'll get it soon.
Steve wants it tomorrow, but
The VCI is saying they own the rights in the U.S., so it's kind of kiboshed the release of the Arrow USA Blu-ray. So
yeah, Arrow's going to start releasing stuff in the U.S., right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was one of their first releases, but and so VCI is saying no.
VCI that, I guess.
For right now, so it's like, well, I don't know. I'll go ahead and get it. It's just an itch that I had to scratch. So
is it scratched now?
Well, not until I get it.
Oh, okay.
But anyway. So.
Steve, that's one of the Blood and Black Lace is one of those movies that Steve always talks about.
Well, that's
and
one
he
of
has
the,
always talked about.
Well, it used to be the theme music for my show, my Eurocult show.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But I mean, it's an okay movie, but I mean, it's just a very colorful giallo, and it's, you know, like, you know, the 60s, so it's one of the first ones, basically. I mean, Bava did the first one, The Girl Who Knew Too Much, and then this one came out a couple years later, and it's basically a giallo. I think
is it kind of like a crime thriller?
No, it's about some models getting killed off.
Yeah, I remember that, but...
And then, like, really, like, some of them getting burnt and then drowned, and
I have a DVD.
It's like I forgot what something about seven dolls for assassin, something weird. It's the Italian title. I don't think it's Blood and Black Lace, but I don't know. But Cameron Mitchell's in it.
Yeah, you can't hate it if Cameron Mitchell's in it.
But I'm guessing I'll get through one movie before I go to sleep tonight, so.
Well, like I said, me and Steve have both been sick with colds, and we're not completely over them yet.
So, we'll be back after we watch something.
Bye.
Well, in my opinion, it's just a big joke.
Thank you, miss. What do you think about rape?
I've never been raped. In any case, I'm against it.
Thank you. Would you mind telling us what you think about rape?
Oh, it's horrible.
And why?
It's a crime, mister.
Excuse me, sir. What do you think about rape?
Rape? Oh,
yeah?
I'm not for it in any time. No, sir.
What do you think about rape, sir?
What?
What's your opinion?
Well,
excuse me. What do you think about rape, sir?
For comment.
Oh, you must...
So, Dana, we just got back from seeing It Follows as she eats her cereal.
Yeah, I'm eating Oops All Berries, Captain Crunch.
Because they made a mistake in
sure.
All Berries. So, It Follows, I'm pretty sure you didn't know a whole lot about this movie, right?
No, I don't think a lot of people did.
I mean, I know what the gist of the story, but
I did too, but I didn't really, I still yet didn't know what to expect with it. And I was worried that it would be crappy, but it wasn't, fortunately.
No, the gist of the story, if you haven't heard, is basically, it's like a sexual transmitted disease, except what gets transmitted is something is just walking straight for you, and if it gets you, it'll kill you. Mm-hmm. Now, the only way to get rid of it is to have sex with someone else, and it passes on to them. But if that person gets killed by this thing, then it keeps working its way backwards. So
to try to find the original infected person.
So it's pretty, you know, I think it's disturbing when you see this.
Oh, it's creepy.
Sometimes it's a naked person, or sometimes it's a giant guy and a little boy.
Yeah, and an old person.
And it could be any, but only the people who've been cursed, I guess, can see it. Other people can still interact with it as, you know, somebody trying to hit it over the head with a chair and got knocked down. So, it has to break in a door. It can't walk through a door like a ghost or something.
Or it'll have to throw something through glass to crawl through a window.
Yeah. One thing I would say I liked a lot about the movie was the music. It was very Carpenter-esque. It was no really upbeat music. It was just kind of... And the whole movie had a sense of dread kind of to it.
And another thing I liked about it was, I mean, you kind of knew the time frame, but it was like everything was a little bit off. I was telling
Steve. Well, I mean, I think the thing that was off was these are poor kids. These kids didn't drive around in new cars. The one dude was washing a faded station wagon.
Station wagon.
And that was like, you know, so it's just like these kids were poor in Detroit.
No widescreen televisions.
No.
I mean, some of them had cell phones.
Yeah, because those were cheap.
And the strangest thing, this one girl was reading, like, e-books, but it looked like a compact, like a mirror.
So, I don't know.
So, I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, but, and I don't know,
and the clothes seem to be retro to me.
Well, when you're poor, I guess you're getting hand-me-downs.
I know, but I like the stuff they were wearing, the stuff the girl
And then wore. Even the girl who, you know, she's not unattractive, but she's not like knockout gorgeous.
She's normal looking.
For the most part. So, I mean, it was...
That was something else I liked. These people seem like...
There's no...
Normal, everyday people.
Yeah, I mean, there's no super hot people. I guess that one chick at the beginning was kind of attractive, but she didn't make it.
Yeah, but, I mean...
Beyond that, though, I mean, she wasn't, like, super hot anyway.
And there wasn't these doofuses going around... The F word was used in the film, but it wasn't like every 5 seconds somebody was saying fuck, or, you know, just seemed to be cursing for the sake of cursing.
You know, the pool she was in was they were poor people, but they had a pool and it was had grass at the bottom of the pool. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't clean. So, I mean, everything around here is kind of, it's got a dirty kind of feel to it.
Gritty.
Yeah, because, I mean, they definitely show, I guess, the empty houses and abandoned houses in Detroit a lot, at least two or three times.
But it was, for me, it was a pretty decent movie. It was creepy, and it was refreshing with the bunch of crap that's come out over the past year or so.
I mean, I'm not going to say it's the second coming or anything. It's a cool little movie.
I didn't feel like it wasted my time though.
And then also, it's not something I want to go back and revisit a lot either, because I just don't think it's got that much of a. It's not that got kind of a, you know, something you can watch over and over again. But it definitely is something out there, and, you know, it's worth a watch at least.
I recommend it.
Just don't get into the hype of it, because once you get in the hype of it, it's not going to be, you're going to get disappointed. Because I didn't know exactly, I knew the story, but I didn't know
how it was going to run. Yeah, but I don't think there was any hype at
this point. Well, yeah, there's some hype out there.
Oh, well, I guess I avoided it. That's good.
Yeah, you don't want to get hyped into it and think it's going to be something wild, but I mean, it's a decent watch. I don't know. That's what all I could say.
I recommend if you're thinking about going and watching, I don't think you'll waste your money or your time.
And plus, it's like a low budget movie. It's not I think it does have maybe one or two shots of CG in it, but nothing that's
wasn't overdone.
No, nothing that was really badly done. I mean, the CG in it that there's only like two shots that I can think of, and both of those looked really good. And it didn't even look like CG for the most part. So I guess both of us recommend it for a watch. I mean, I say it's about 2.5 stars out of 4. I mean, it's above average, but it's not like something super great. It's not great.
I'd at least give it 4 out of 5.
Well, you must have liked it more than me. I mean, I liked it, but
I was amazed that I liked it that well, because so much stuff has come out that I didn't like.
Well, I knew
that I've kind of got gun shy to.
When I saw it, it didn't really have like a big. It didn't have a big studio behind it. Then I thought, Mom, it's just going to be like an indie kind of film, which it is, but it's not like some crap that somebody shot in their backyard. It was professionally done, so.
Yeah, and it wasn't. Like some of this independent stuff that's come out. I'm not putting down independence, but a lot of the independent stuff's been just as bad as the Hollywood stuff lately.
And also the ending has not got some upbeat ending, which is good. And it go along with the John Carpenter music, inspired music, I guess.
It pretty much stayed dark all the way through. There wasn't any light points
no really funny points. I mean, I guess there was a few things that could have been a little funny, but
there were a few chuckles in the theater.
Well,
there weren't a lot of people in there.
Well, plus it's a big thunder night here
thunder,
in Louisville.
Yeah.
People going downtown to get drunk and watch fireworks.
Which, I will say, the fireworks were good the year I did go, but I didn't know Steve then, and I probably would have rather been spending time with him if I knew him.
But also, earlier I watched this movie that I've been seeing getting a little bit of hype. James Cameron and Peter Jackson, gave blurbs about the movie in positive light. It was called The Badlands. And I was trying to figure out, because these people, and they're like Aborigine people of New Zealand or something. But it takes place on this island in some undefined time. These people are pretty primitive. They have tribes and stuff. And a group of people come in from the opposing tribe, and they're going to see the ancestors or something. And I don't know, it starts a big thing. And these guys are really assholes. And they basically want to start a war. And they come back and wipe out the whole tribe except a couple of the women and the chief's son, who gets kind of knocked down in the woods. And basically he's out for revenge on them because they took his father's head as a trophy. But he finds out that they went to this area called the Deadlands, where it's kind of forbidden to go. And there's a warrior in there that they call a monster, because he kills people and eats their flesh. And he kind of enlists him to help him get revenge on these people. And he basically says, hey, they're going through your land and doing what they want. So both of them get together and they just start fighting. And these guys have these weapons. They have spears, but they also have these things that look like paddles, like paddle balls. Yeah. You know, they had the ball and the string. Yeah, but they're made out of, like, something hard. I don't know if they're made out of wood or bone or whatever they are. But They basically crack your skull a couple times and that's it. You're dead. So
they know how to use their paddles.
Yeah. So they were fighting. And I heard a lot of things about this movie, like it was a martial arts thing, and it was, but I mean, there's really no martial arts in this other than them fighting with paddles and spears. But it's a very brutal movie, and I mean, and they're speaking some language I have no clue. Maybe that's the natural language of these native people in New Zealand, but there's blood and it's not a whole lot of gore, but there's a lot of brutality. It's worth a watch. I mean, again, I'm not saying it's the best thing out there, but when it's on Netflix or something here in a couple months, I'd definitely check it out.
If you don't mind reading subtitles.
Yeah. And I think we're going to check out a slasher. Hopefully it's worth a shit.
I think I just heard some fireworks.
You did, unfortunately. Hope the dogs don't get upset. But we're going to check out a slasher called The Deadly Games.
From 1982?
81, I think. I'm not sure.
Okay. I thought I was seeing 82 on the...
You might. You said 82, Dana. So we're going to watch this, and that'll probably be our end of our show, Dana.
Yeah, because, well, Steve's got to go 99.
No, well, we'll see. But we'll be back after this.
Bye.
Hating is happening, you know. Okay, now. I guess this kills our chance for a date on Saturday night, huh?
Shut up.
What are the chances of a brainless bitch like you knowing how to use that thing?
Pretty goddamn good, you backwoods motherfucker.
So, Dana, let's talk about the slasher we watched last night real quick. The Deadly Games.
The Deadly Games. That Steve realized he had more than once.
Yeah. Well, this rep had a bunch of scenes in German, but...
yeah, it kept, you know...
Zugendagaven.
Yeah, I was like, what in the heck? But honestly, it wasn't a really good slasher.
No.
And there were some scenes in there that kind of had me and Steve laughing and fast forwarding.
Well, there was like a montage with a bad song going over while they kid around and get buddy-buddy playing games.
Yeah, why do you need that in the middle of a slasher film, I'd like to know.
And there was really no good kills. There was nothing that spectacular.
There wasn't anything creepy, really. And to top it all off, the killer ripped off Prom Night.
Well, Ski Mask ate that.
Yeah, but he had all black on. And
yeah, but still, I mean, I don't think that... But anyway... It was real crappy, so Deadly Games, you can skip.
Yeah, you can
I don't think it's even, I don't know what the games are talking about, but anyway, that's the show for this time, and hopefully we'll be back, and next time I hope to have my Blood and Black Lace Blu-ray from Arrow Video.
And Steve's class of 1984.
Yay! So, we'll be back later on. See you. Boogaloo. Bogadook.
Babadook.
Babadook.
I didn't like that movie.
Me either. Freeze, I'm out of here!